Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Hubert Igbinova. He is the Managing Director of CFF World Transport. He's based in Sydney, Australia. First and foremost, Hubert, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to see you here. And I always allow my interviewees to give a little bit of a background about how they got into shipping and logistics. So, Hubert, how come you are in logistics and you are not working in a bank or in an accountancy? why are you in shipping and logistics?
I've always had interest in imports and exports. And at a very young age, when I was in college, I did work for a freight forwarder here in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've created my own company. So we've been around since 2026, we've been growing since. So yeah, so my interest has been in international trade, and get a lot of pleasure in helping people move their freight across borders. So yeah,
certainly. No, you're absolutely right. Shipping and logistics is the one factor that unites all of us, and many people with that background can get job anywhere. So
that is correct.
It's a good
one
choice.
Thing I find most interesting is, like, doesn't matter if you're in Sweden or if you're in Tasmania, if you're a freight forwarder, you kind of speak the same language. You can just see the people just speak fluently, the same time, terminology, and
exactly
it's
right.
quite interesting,
Exactly.
So yeah, I like the industry.
Yeah. Same here, Hubert. Tell our viewers about CFF World. What can you tell us about the company? Where are you? How many are you? When was it established, so to speak?
Yeah, so we started 2006 in November, and just out of trying to, it just started from a very humble beginning. Wanted to help friends and families who were importing and exporting at the time, and also people in the community, because of my interest and a bit of experience before with freight forwarding, and get a lot of interest in people coming to ask me for help with documentation and help with bookings, with shipping line. So we just took off from there, and we were able to do a lot of price negotiation for some regions like the Middle East at the time, and some part of West Africa parts, Nigeria, Ghana, and Sierra Leone at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we spent a lot of time trying to help them, because when they first introduced to me, like, the shipment from Australia to UK at the time was like maybe $4,000 or $3,000, and the same shipment to, say, a place like Lagos, Nigeria was like $12,000. So I saw a big difference. I thought, oh, this can't be right. There should be a better way of getting a better pricing, for this guy. So I was able to get a lot of clients and went to different shipping line and negotiate a better rate for them. So we're able to bring the price down. So that was one of the defining moments. That was in the early stages. But we've moved now to the mainstream, where our focus now is dealing with Australians, the mainstream Australia, everybody in Australia, not just Africans or Middle East. So we're pretty much dealing with every, so we call ourselves Australian company, because our focus is to look after Australian businesses, the small to the medium term guys. So that's our focus.
Okay.
To bring value to them.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we need in today's market. How many people are you in CFF at the moment?
So we're a very small team. There's six people based in Sydney.
Okay.
And then we have people helping us, like the current VAs. They're based in the Philippines.
Yeah.
We have a few of them as well in the Philippines, just working behind the scene.
Yeah.
Now, we keep the number small because we pretty much outsource everything else. Like, in all the cities in Australia, we have warehouse that we have contract with. All right. So if you have a shipment coming to Sydney, we have a contract with a company called Medlog. All right. So we pretty much work with all their network in Australia. We have contract with all the transport companies in all the states. So it doesn't matter where you are, from Darwin to Hobart or from Fremantle to Sydney, everything is covered. We have transport companies in all of them. We have warehouses that we have arrangement with. So the good thing about Australia is we really have one custom system. So when you have shipment coming to the country, it doesn't matter if you're in Darwin or if you're in Tasmania, Hobart, you use the same system of customs clearance, all right, through the custom. So it's the same one system. So we just do that, and but we have our transports and warehouses in all the states. So that's how we're able to do it.
Yeah, I suppose some people forget how big Australia actually is. I
Very
mean,
big.
I saw somebody putting Australia on top of Europe, and Europe kind of was very small compared to. So,
Australia is very big, very, very
yeah.
big. From East Coast to West Coast, you probably have to fly about over 4 hours
Yeah,
from
at
Sydney
least.
to Perth. So
Yeah.
is that big
Yeah.
on
Oh,
a
yeah.
plane? So
And in CFF world, the abbreviation CFF, does it have a meaning? What is how did you come by this name?
So it's actually called change freight forwarding. All
Change freight
right.
forwarding, okay.
Yeah, so that's the name. So that's the actual company name that we registered. And
Okay.
over the years, we've had different marketing people wanting to make us look cool and sound cool. I don't know. They come in, they said, "Oh, I know, abbreviate it and sound this, sound that." Okay, all right, you go for it. So we're able to change it to CFF World, and with this fancy logo at the back.
Yeah.
And also, so because our focus is now changing, we wanted to be a world transport, so
Yeah.
global transports provider, you know. So this is why the new name, the new trading name, our company name remained the same from day one. We've never changed the company name. It's just the
Right.
trading name. It's like CFF World Transport,
Yeah.
pretty much targeting the new clientele
Okay, good.
that was
Cool,
facing.
cool. Yeah, and I believe many importers in Australia, they actually pay the freight, don't they? When they buy something overseas, they like to pay the freight. So you should have quite a big potential market just in your neighborhood. I
Sure.
mean,
Yeah, in China. China is one of the biggest import markets to Australia. There's a lot of import coming from there. We do encourage our Australian importers to liaise with us before they go to China to purchase anything, because it also depends on the terms of trade. You know, are they buying FOB or Ex Works or CFR? So we always educate our Australian importers on that. So when we know, we start to liaise directly with the manufacturers in China. So we bring them in. So there's quite a big volume of imports coming in. The export as such is mainly like agricultural produce,
Wine.
yeah, other stuff. Then the minerals, you know. So which is like the next level, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah.
And how do you feel many, or not say many, but some ship owners or shipping lines nowadays, they like to take the business away from the forwarder. They pretend that they can be forwarders too. Do you see the same in Australia that some shipping lines, they try to cut you out and try to do by themselves?
Over the years, these have been increasing,
Yeah.
and I have always expressed concern about this.
Yeah.
Maybe about 15 years ago, there was not much. They were doing it by the side. They didn't come out in the open and say, "Oh, we do logistics." You know, do you know what is weird? It's not just them trying to cut out the forwarders. Can you believe a shipping line will also be doing a fr air freight?
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know,
Yeah.
they have Maersk Cargo. The Maersk
Yeah.
line is doing air freight.
Yeah.
CMA CGM, they're all doing that. It's like, this is
Yeah.
so the way they're very clever when they try to cut out the forwarder. So you take a project to them, for instance, you go to CMA CGM or MSC and you
Yeah.
say, "Hey, I have 50 containers of Australian, produce to move from, say, Sydney to Busan, South Korea. So the first thing they will ask you, who is the customer? It's like,
Yes.
why should I tell you? No. They want to know the customer. The moment you give them the customer,
Yeah.
I don't know, somehow, somewhere, you miss that deal,
Yeah. Yeah.
then
Yeah.
of course they still have to move their produce.
Yeah.
So they've gone into freight forwarding, and I don't know if freight forwarding have a long lifespan if they continue with the way they're going. So they might completely wipe freight forwarders out. That's what I'm looking at.
What I hear from many interviews is that, in fact, the service that they offer the customers is lousy most of the time. So freight forwarders are needed. I think the thing is simply that forwarders must choose the shipping line that have a clear policy. I mean, there are some shipping lines out there, they do not attack the forwarder's customer. So maybe it's just try to avoid these mentioned ones when you can, Hubert, I guess.
Yes. The big guys, Maersk Line is very good at taking, they call it direct customers. They never used to do that.
No.
So they just, you do one shipment, they take it. So we had a lot of shipment going from Sydney to Long Beach, United States. So we were going with a company called ANL,
ANL,
ANL. So we're using them. All of a sudden, the customer started reducing volumes and started asking for a reduced price. So then we just wonder what's happening. We're not asking ANL what's going on. It looks like ANL has gone directly to them. So we're able to steer them away and move them to a company called Hapag-Lloyd. I don't know
Ah,
if you know about
yeah,
them.
the German
So
one,
we're using Hapag-Lloyd now to move that shipment. So
Understand. Yeah. Now,
they were going to just take the customer.
I was a freight forwarder myself in the past, so I know fully well what you are facing and what the forwarders are facing. Let's put it this way: when the times are bad and the shipping line invite you for lunch, then you know they are hungry again. So
Yes,
let's
yes.
hope that these times come back, right?
We hope they get it, because we used to get a call from MSC and say, oh, we need to develop this trade line. Can you help us? Just bring any cargo, any price you want, we will match it. Just bring anything. Lately, you ask them, hey, are you developing any trade line? Oh, no, we're at capacity. We're too full. We're too busy. And that is it. They never do any of this anymore, because they've sent their marketing guys, the sales guys, to go and take the customers direct. They do direct shipment now.
No, I get it. It's too much like a Turkish bazaar. But as I said, best way is simply to use some of the lines, and there are some very big lines out there who have a clear policy of being forwarder friendly. So, but Hubert, how do you work overseas? You have companies that you work with for a long time overseas. You're a member of networks, or how do you find your partners?
So what we do, we right now, as of today, we're probably about a member of about 7 different networks.
Okay.
And yeah, we're going to increase the number to about 10 or more. So the reason we do, we do that to have partners that we sign agreement with to do end to end. So if we need to send, say, a freight from Sydney door to a port in China door, right, door to door, so we have a partner that we can trust to handle that part for us. So when the cargo leaves Sydney, get on a ship, we hand over the documents to them. They commence the clearance process and assist with all the documentation. Then it fits that. So we each membership allows us to do end-to-end services to for our customers. So
That's
we have partners all over the world.
okay, cool. That's
Yes, correct.
really good. On time delivery, how do you, many customers are worried nowadays about getting their shipment on time, and they have penalties and whatnot. How do you go about making sure that you follow the customer's requirement and deliver on time?
Yeah, so when before we book, we always tell the customers to look at the sailing schedule. All right, we provide them with sailing schedule. Now, out of God, as they call it, maybe weather events. Like if there's the rough seas and the ship need to slow down, or at some point not to even take off the cargo from the ship when they berth, for instance. So we always let the customers know. There was one time we had a shipment coming from China come to Sydney, and the customer wanted this freight that Friday, and the port was closed completely because it was too windy. So it was very windy, and the customer needed freight. I think they brought some coffee machine, and they wanted to distribute it. What do we do? We call the customer and say, "Hey, they closed the port. We can't get the container out of the wharf." "Oh, what do I tell my customers?" And I say, "Give us some time. When they reopen, we'll make sure we prioritize, your freight for you." So they opened the port at some point, and they took the container to the warehouse and unpack it. Again, you have to deal with the team at the warehouse to make sure they do it on time. So the way around that is just to carry the customer along the journey. We always tell them, give them heads up if there's going to be any delays. Like today, there was a container that was released yesterday. One line was on hold because they found insects in it. Now, the guys in the warehouse said, "Oh, there's too many insects. We're not going to release it. We're going to fumigate the whole container." So I had to call the customer and say, "Hey, just give us some time. We'll come back to you because quarantine have interest in your shipment because there's too many insects inside. They don't want to release it." Australia biosecurity law is very, very strong. I don't know if you're aware. Very, very strong. They don't play with it. So we don't even argue with them. If they say biosecurity risk, everybody stops. So we carry the customer along and just let them know how and when cargo can be released to them.
That's a super service, and I think that's the kind of personal service that you can give the customer that most likely these big shipping lines with their forwarding department can't do. And besides, you are also free to use any shipping line you like.
Correct. That is the advantage of, we always tell people that, the advantage of using a freight forwarder, we have the options to look around. Like when ANL was playing up with our freight to Long Beach, we moved it straight to Hapag-Lloyd because we know Hapag-Lloyd had a better transit time. MSC, on the other hand, have double the transit time, a little bit cheaper. But we know our customer want their freight to get to the other end quicker. So we say, "No, we'll take this one. It's okay." So the option is there for us than going straight to one shipping line.
Now, but that's the specialty, and I think many customers, they will learn the hard way once they have a claim with a big shipping line, and they will certainly come back to the forwarder again.
The shipping line don't like to pay. I think they'll do everything not to pay. They will look for all the excuses.
Well, I think the thing is that if anyone even picks up the phone first, I mean,
Yes,
just
yes.
getting through on the phone, right?
Yeah. So we
And
have protected ourselves with insurance. We have a full comprehensive insurance that covers our advice to the customer, cover the whole trade. So we've never had a claim against us. We just put it there just in case, but the shipping line, if you try to claim against them, I don't know how successful that
It'll
will
certainly be time consuming, that I'm quite sure of that
Correct.
too.
That is correct.
One of the final questions I have here, Hubert, from this interesting interview, before wrapping it up, how do you see, we have just started the new year of 2026. How do you, when you look into your crystal ball, what do you see for this year?
So, it didn't go crazy busy to start with. It's just been kind of easy, like towards the end of last year. Now it's just kind of easy going. I'm very optimistic that it's gonna improve later on. We've put some parameters in place to get more market shares. In about a week or so, we'll have our new website up. So, which will help our customers to interact with us more, not just a fancy, beautiful looking website, but something that actually workable that customer can use, have all the tracking and everything else. We think looking at the year, I think it's gonna be a better year. That's what we're looking at.
I'm glad to hear that. And of course, I suppose things now are a little bit quiet also due to Chinese New Year. So I guess
Correct,
at
correct.
least for the next couple of weeks, you will not be overrun with containers from out of China.
Yeah,
So.
it's kind of gone quiet now, and leading towards it, there was like last minute rush, you know, like
Yeah.
people always Chinese New Year, let's quickly finish up everything. Now, a bit of a breather, then we know when they come back, it's gonna be roaring, you know,
Yeah,
so it's gonna get really busy then.
exactly. Excellent. Yeah, but Hubert, that's I always like to give, let's say, small or medium-sized companies a chance to have their voice heard, and this is one of
Thank you.
those instances. So I'm really happy to have had this talk with you. I think you are one of the many smaller-sized companies around the world that does a great job, and happy to hear from you. So I want to thank you
Thank
formally
you.
for your time.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Hubert. And
All right.
to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Hubert Igbe Noba. He's the managing director at CFF World Transport, based in Sydney, and he represents one of the small and medium-sized companies that where you are insured to give the personal and hands-on service that you deserve. So do contact him if you need. For me in Project Cargo Weekly, I will see you in the next interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.